Congressman Rob Bishop and Chris Stewart joined Senator Mike Lee in calling for greater freedom to develop coal and natural gas energy sources across the state. Bishop, who serves on the House Natural Resources Committee, says the best plan moving forward is one that doesn't involve the federal government.
It's not that important to have a national energy plan. North Dakota didn't need a national energy plan to be successful. They needed the ability of tapping into their resources and making decisions at the local level.
Meanwhile, outside the convention hall, a group of about 150 environmental activists gathered in protest. Dr. Claren Aldridge of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment was one of the speakers at the event. He says the obvious health consequences of a dependence on fossil fuels outweigh the ease of obtaining them.
We simply have to shift away from them. Our airflow is not good enough to eliminate the pollutants from fossil fuel use.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Agency, in 2011, only 4.7% of Utah's net energy generation came from renewable sources. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.